Hello.
Good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Florida. First of all, are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes, I am.
And what are the chances of your voting in the August 20 elections for U.S. Senate, the Florida legislature, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or don't you think you will vote? If you already voted, please say so.
I'm definitely voting.
And do you plan to vote in the Democratic primary or the Republican primary?
The Democratic primary.
And what year were you born, just to make sure we speak to all ages in Florida?
I was born in 1983.
Thank you. And are you sure anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent, yes or no?
Of Hispanic descent?
Yes. Is anyone in your household or you?
No, my children are.
And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race, not leisure?
I guess you guys don't have Afro-Caribbean. If not Afro-Caribbean, I guess then Afro-American, African-American.
And generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the current track?
Do I think things in Florida are going in the right direction?
Yes, or do you feel things have gotten off on the ground track, in general?
No, I think it's going in the wrong direction.
Okay, now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like to rate your feelings over each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never helped that person, just let me know and we'll go on the next one. The first one is Joe Biden. How would you rate him? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Okay, listen. I don't know how to answer that. I like Joe. Not that I don't appreciate Joe. I just ate a fry, but is he favorable? He's unfavorable at this time, not because I don't like him.
Okay. Which one will that record for you? Very favorable, just somewhat favorable, or no opinion?
He's somewhat favorable. He's somewhat
just
favorable.
Just somewhat favorable. Okay. The next one, Barbara Sharif. How would you rate Barbara Sharif?
She's favorable. I like Barbara.
Very or just somewhat favorable?
I'm going to say somewhat. She's done some things.
Okay.
But all in all, I like her.
And the last three, Chad Klitzman. Do you recognize the name, Chad Klitzman?
No, I have no idea who that is.
Never. And the last two, Kamala Harris. How would you rate Kamala Harris?
Kamala's favorable. I'm going to vote for her.
Okay. But very favorable or just somewhat?
You know what? Kamala's done some shady things too. So I'm just going to say that she's favorable. I'll just put favorable.
Just somewhat. Okay. And the last one, Rodney W. Jacob Jr. How would you rate Rodney W. Jacob Jr.?
I have no idea.
Never heard of it. Okay. Thank you. And now we're almost done with the survey. We're 75%. Thank you so much for your time. If the Democratic primary for the Florida State Senate were held today and the candidates in your district were Rodney W. Jacob Jr., Chad Klitzman, and Barbara Sharif, for whom would you vote? For a state senate.
For a state senate. I would have to see where they stand on gun violence.
Well, if the elections were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean?
I wouldn't
Rodney
pick anybody.
Jacobs?
I'm not going to pick anybody. I would leave that. I would have to take my phone in and I would have to look them up. So if you want to hold on while I would do what I would do, which was normally I would bring my smartphone in with me and I would look up each candidate to see if, you know, their interests align with mine. So... again, I'm a supporter for gun violence prevention, as I lost my son due to gun violence, and, you know, we had the MSD shooting here in Florida at a high school, so that I would have to look that up, sir. I can't tell you who I would pick.
I understand. And still thinking about the Democratic primary election, please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for the Florida State Senate. I have a short list. I know all are important, but the most important issue: healthcare, climate change and the environment, home and property insurance, education, protecting reproductive rights, voting rights, jobs and wages, or LGBTQ rights.
Is there another?
If you have to select one of the list, which is the most important to you in deciding your vote for the Florida State Legislature?
Okay, listen, why aren't we talking about the gun violence in this country? I don't understand what's going on right now. You guys are calling, doing a survey, and gun violence prevention is not on there when that's the leading cause of death for children in this country. And you guys are talking about LGBTQ rights, health care. What about our children dying in the streets? So I wouldn't pick any of that, sir. If I'm being honest, it's making me upset because it's foolishness. We have kids dying in this country, and if I would have to pick one, it would be reproductive rights. But that
thank you so much.
Does not take precedence over gun violence prevention. I don't know why that isn't on there, because that's a serious problem in this country.
I completely understand, but I need to read everything verbatim. So if you had to choose one of the least, would you say protecting reproductive rights, correct?
The least?
Yes, from the short list I read to you. Healthcare, climate
the
change.
The least that I'm concerned with?
No, the least
no,
I read to you.
Reproductive rights? Okay, the one that I'm least concerned with is probably...
No, from the list I just read to you. Healthcare,
yeah,
climate
from the
change.
List that you, yes, the list that you read to me is not female reproductive rights, because that's at the top of my list. After,
okay, so
you know,
which one
gun violence prevention
will you select?
So the one I'm least concerned about, I don't know. I care about LGBTQ.
But the question is the one the most important to you.
Oh,
from
the most
following
important.
List.
I thought you said
yes,
least important.
No, from the following list. The list I read to you. From the following list.
From the following list. What is the most important? Okay, yeah, it would be women's rights, women's reproductive rights.
Correct. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
I'm a liberal.
Very liberal, somewhat liberal, or?
I'm very liberal.
And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Master's, graduate student.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
It's Omorase, O-M-O-R-O-S-E.
O-S-E, okay. Hello, and this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day.
Thank you. Good luck. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.